Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast is going to be mainly sunny today. We will have a high around the 50-degree mark. In Kenosha right now, it is 42 degrees, 40 in Burlington, Milwaukee 41, it's 42 in Racine. A Racine restaurant delivery driver's murder over the weekend has a lot of people talking, which police hope will lead them to whoever did it. It was reportedly the final delivery of the night for 37-year-old James Norris, who'd worked for a restaurant at 16th and Taylor in the central city. He died from at least one of several bullets that were fired outside of an apartment complex in the 3900 block of Green Street on the city's far northeast side. Police have offered nothing but the very basic in information while hoping the public can provide them details that will help locate the shooter. Meanwhile, a GoFundMe page has been set up to help Norris's family, which includes several children. Norris is the second homicide victim this year in Racine. The other unsolved case was from the city's far southwest side. Norris, also the third delivery driver targeted by violence since February. The other two, of course, only robbery victims. In Stevens Point, police continuing to work to find a suspect identified as having shot 2013 Racine Horlick High School graduate Deonta Lazine. He was pronounced dead over the weekend after being taken off life support. The 21-year-old Lazine shot during what police indicate was a drug deal on March 17th. 30-year-old Kyle Engen is a suspect in that case. He has since disappeared. The National Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit begins today in Atlanta. It's bringing state and federal officials, along with educators, doctors, and others together, talking about ways to fight the skyrocketing problem, which is evident from southeast Wisconsin to all parts of the nation. Dr. Patrice Harris chairs the AMA Task Force on Opioid Abuse. She is urging an all-hands-on-deck approach to this problem.
Will require a comprehensive multi-stakeholder public health approach.
She says they want to see much more use of state-based prescription drug monitoring programs as part of the response. Trader Joe's putting out a recall for chocolate orange sticks and chocolate raspberry sticks. The reason? Undeclared traces of milk in the ingredients. Product could be dangerous to people with allergies or sensitivity. The recall issued after it was discovered the color of the product was a little lighter than usual. Sports specialization. It's a hot topic in sports medicine right now. David Bells, director of the Wisconsin Injury and Sports Laboratory at the UW-Madison campus. That's where a new study indicates young participants in only one sport are actually more prone to injury.
They're seeing these surgical rates of cartilage damage in the elbow, cartilage damage in the knee, ligament damage, and that's what they're thinking is related to. They're thinking that these increased injury rates are related to sports specialization.
Says the researchers discovered that participating in just a single sport for more than 8 months a year appears to be an important factor in increased injury risk. Specialization much more common in Wisconsin's larger schools, while at the smaller schools, the kids are much more likely, he says, to participate in several sports. And doctors are now seeing the kinds of injuries among more young athletes that used to be found only in the older athletes. Reconstruction of the railroad crossing on Highway 50 near 51st Avenue in Kenosha scheduled to begin today. That work to require the full closure of Highway 50 in that area during the length of the project, and that's expected to take about a week. Traffic is going to be detoured around the construction area using 39th Avenue, 60th Street, and Green Bay Road. On the number of licensed drivers in Wisconsin continuing to increase, according to Mark Dickinson, who's with the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles, he says just over 4.2 million.
And if you compare those numbers to the number of drivers that were here 25 years ago, it's an increase of about 24%, or over 812,000 more drivers on the roads.
And more women actually behind the wheel than men these days, reminding the public registration information available on the DOT line that includes all the needed forms. You probably heard somewhere that the presidential candidates are coming through Wisconsin, and especially now we've got the presidential primary coming up on April the 5th. That's the general election for everybody else. Today and tomorrow and even Wednesday, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton going to be campaigning ahead of the election. Events in Madison and Milwaukee, La Crosse and Green Bay. Bernie Sanders is going to be coming in. He's got, among other things, an appearance at Carthage College in Kenosha Wednesday morning. State Government Accountability Board is attempting to have you ready to vote a week from tomorrow, unless it's the early voting, which of course ends this Friday, at your local clerk's office. Harris. GAB election specialist Megan Wolf says on Election Day, you're going to need to show the photo ID to get a ballot at your polling site. But if your driver's license, say, has an old address, just bring proof of your new residence and you should be fine.
You'd bring something else, like a utility bill or a bank statement or a document from a unit of government with your current address. You'd use that to register. And then you'd show that driver license, even though it doesn't have your current address on it, when you get your ballot as photo ID.
She notes that there were dozens of provisional ballots requested during the February elections, first in which photo ID was required to vote, which allows you to vote and provides residency proof afterward for the ballot to be counted. To say there are a lot of numbers with a Racine Unified School District for doing business on a day-to-day and year-by-year basis would be a major understatement. That's why the district has an audit conducted and will be done for the next 3 years by the same company. School board signing off on Schenck SC out of almost a half a dozen applicants for the job, according to budgeting director Mark Duff.
We sent out an RFP. We received a response from five firms, and we our team had a scoring rubric, and the scores came out to support maintaining Schenck, who's been our auditing firm for the past 9 years. We presented the information and details to the audit committee. They reviewed and we discussed it, and they recommended also that we remain with Schenck.
Duff, in response to an inquiry wondering if maybe fresh eyes is something considered, explained that the company does use different people to look at the district's books. Bids on the auditing contract range from a high of just under $133,000 to almost $117,800, Schenck getting it for $118,500 for 3 years. Tax penalty for not having health insurance in 2015, much higher than for the first time around when taxpayers were penalized for no coverage. Certified public accountant Aaron Blau says the penalties structured in different ways.
What you're looking at is a maximum for 2015 of $325 per adult or 2% of the household income, whichever is higher.
He notes that aside from that $325 per adult, it's $162.50 for each uninsured child, the maximum penalty, $975 compared to just under $300 per family for tax year 2014. Paying fines, by the way, could involve installments with the IRS or deducting from federal returns, but not liens or levies. Mount Pleasant Village Board is set to meet tonight. Among the agenda items, a preliminary resolution on special assessments for water main improvements along Cynthia Lane. The Highway V issue, of course, decided last week. A resolution supporting a continued traditional signalized intersection at Durand Avenue and South Memorial Drive versus a roundabout for a project that's still a few years out. Kenosha's Board of Parks Commissioners will be meeting this evening. They're going to consider a request to convert four tennis courts at Lincoln Park into a couple of futsal courts. The request coming from the Boys and Girls Club, which says futsal is a variation of soccer that's normally played on a hardwood gym surface with a smaller, heavier ball and five players per team. In a letter to the commission, the club indicates that their first year of futsal inside, well, they believe there'd be enormous amount of community interest in it outside. In January, the club hosted a 141-team futsal tournament, which involved 1,400 players, 3,000 spectators, and they started a 26-team futsal league. A memo to the Parks Department has the city currently with nine other tennis courts that can be used. They'll be meeting on this at the Municipal Building in Kenosha at 5 this afternoon. Oh, and the new men's head hockey coach at the University of Wisconsin is going to be one-time player Tony Granato. He's been an assistant coach lately with the Rockford Ice Hogs of the International League, which is affiliated with the Chicago Blackhawks. Granato played in the NHL for several seasons, then got into coaching, getting the head coaching job at one point with the Colorado Avalanche. Granato to replace Mike Eaves, who was fired earlier this month. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, our newscaster there whenever you want. Just look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.